All righty, look at this, 743 in the Magic Valley, and I'm moving out of the way here on the camera. We're live on Facebook because it is time to chat with Cheryl. With Cheryl. Did I say the Cheryl? I didn't mean
That's
to.
That's okay.
All right. Well, Jerome Chamber of Commerce, Cheryl. And,
it's early.
I know. What am I doing here? I should be in bed still. It's one thing.
Knows
I'm not.
Paul, he's been up for hours. So
yeah, I've been up for a while.
For
yeah, I'm ready for like lunch. All right. Well, it is the 11th day of September. Of course, this is Patriot Day. So we honor all of those folks out there as first responders, because this day means a lot to the, and in fact, a lot of the fire departments out there on the back of every rig remembers September 11th, 2001.
Well, as you know, it's the fire department, it's the police, it's the military, it's, you know, it's everybody. So, yeah, big shout out to anybody who has served and is serving.
Right. And with the police and fire, and thank you so much, people, for all that you do. All right. Well, thinking not outside the box, but
thinking inside the box.
Inside the box.
I know. We're so used to hearing the term thinking outside of the box. But when you look at the word of thinking inside of the box, it really conveys a new way to think about it. It's embracing the constraints around you. When your kids were little, did they ever build box forts?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, you know, I would say like old refrigerator boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I did that a lot too.
My middle child, he's 15 now, loved to do that. And if you've ever seen them stand inside the box and do this weird body contortion thing to reach outside of the box to get something to bring it in the box, right?
Yeah.
But the whole idea of thinking inside of the box is that we have to deal with the constraints that we're faced with. And right now, of course, we have extra constraints with the whole COVID and all that stuff, right?
Yep.
So how do we be creative and innovative within the constraints or the confines of whatever that those processes may be or whatever?
Right.
So it really is thinking about the here I am now.
And you have five.
I do. I have five. Five things, and he's trying to hurry me along. So the first one is defining the box, which is really what is the nature of the problem. And the next one is measure the box. And this is, you need to evaluate the problem with its strength and its weakness. Mm-hmm. And what can you achieve? What are your limitations?
Right. Okay.
Acknowledge the I don't know. And this I really resonated with, because it is received a lot better by customers when an employee says, I don't know, but let me find out for you.
Yeah.
Opposed to just saying, we can't help you, and they want to send you out the door.
Well, see, I hate that part. But if you could send me to the direction of what I need, that'd be awesome. And if maybe that store doesn't have it, but at least they're going to give it a
Well, it's not
shot.
Only just with the retail end. It's like when you have a team meeting. I mean, managers and supervisors don't always work on the front line because they're working on other projects and bigger problems. And sometimes when they get into a meeting, you have to take a moment to get them caught up to date to say, this isn't working because of the way the system is, because they haven't worked on it, right?
Right.
So then the next one is to seek a fresh start. And that is, you know, pretty self-explanatory with that one, with getting a fresh set of eyes on it. And then, of course, the last one is improve your ability to think inside of the box. And on the blog, we've got some additional questions that you would ask yourself. So for example, what are the constraints or challenges with the process right now?
Okay.
All right.
That's a good one.
What do I need to start doing differently in response? And I love that, because instead of saying, what do I need to do different? You know, what can we change? What can we start doing differently? How can we fix this? You know, how can I shift my focus from what I do to versus what I can't do?
Right.
So thinking inside of the box is really utilizing those tools that you have on hand that will lead you to go reaching outside of the box for that growth and innovation.
Correct. Okay. Awesome. Well, we need to do a shout out here.
Oh, and, we do.
This is a good shout out because I love this guy's food. I mean, this guy.
He has got home style cooking.
Home style cooking down to an art.
Comfort food all the way.
Yes.
So we have got to do for Business of the Week a huge shout out to Depot Grill, Turf Club, Saran's Catering.
Yep, Steve and the gang.
Yeah, Steve and his crew. We've got the pictures up on social media. When I went and presented the sign to them this week, Paul.
Yeah.
I challenged them to beat the. Company that had over 4,000 engagements. I looked this morning and they have over 5,000.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen the picture, you need to go in and find it and like, comment, and share and give the love out to the people at the Depot Grill, the Turf Club, and Saran's Catering.
Saran's Catering, get over there. All right. We need to tell everybody that there's a big old business after hours coming up.
Oh, yes, there is. It's a huge one coming up on Wednesday the 16th. So that's this coming Wednesday. Mm-hmm. North Canyon Medical is a brand new medical clinic that's opening up here in Jerome at the Heritage Plaza, which is right off of I-93 across from the Flying J.
Right. And, 5 to 7. Yep.
5 to 7. We're doing the official ribbon cutting for opening their building. We got the business after hours, bring a door prize to promote your business. And then on Saturday, next Saturday, the 19th, they have a community event where you can bring the kids out and meet the doctors and the pediatricians and have lots of fun with the community, and that will be from 11 to 1, and that's on the calendar of events.
All right. Tacos. Get your tacos.
Oh, tacos, live music on next weekend, September 18th and 19th, here in Jerome at ICCU Park.
All right. And, well, of course, we got the annual banquet, and we've been fundraising like crazy. She's putting me to work. She gave me a list.
I gave him a list, but what Paul hasn't seen is the big ticket items that we have just secured for auctioning off.
Awesome.
So we've got three different trips, especially for so that'll be exciting, and be watching social media and the newsletter because it's going to have. But for sports fans, we have a signed autographed jersey from BSU.
Wow.
We have a signed autographed jersey. Coming from the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow.
And we've got one Legends collage from the Broncos coming.
All right. And that is Friday, the 2nd.
That's Friday, October 2nd.
October 2nd.
Tickets are going to, you're going to not be able to buy tickets after the 28th of September, so you got to get those in.
Yeah, all right. And tell everybody where it's at. Just let people know.
Where, what's that?
The event.
The event's going to be at the Durham Fairgrounds.
Okay. All right, Cheryl. Do you remember your phone number and how to get a hold of you?
Maybe not. It's Friday. 208-324-2711.
All right. We're going to put her back to bed. She needs a little bit more time to sleep. All right. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Like what you just